Code is the next universal language. In the 70s, it was punk music that drove the whole generation. In the 80s, it was probably money. But for my generation of people, software is the interface to our imagination and our world. And that means that we need a radically, radically more diverse set of people to build those products, to not see computers as mechanical and lonely and boring and magic, to see them as things that they can tinker and turn around and twist and so forth. My personal journey into the world of programming and technology started at the tender age of 14. I had this mad teenage crush on an older man. And the older man in question just happened to be the then Vice President of United States, Mr. Al Gore. And I did what every single teenage girl would want to do. I wanted to somehow express all of this love. So I built him a website. It's over here. And in 2001, there was no Tumblr, there was no Facebook, there was no Pinterest. So I needed to learn to code in order to express all of this longing and loving. And that is how programming started for me. It started as a means of self-expression. Just like when I was smaller, I would use crayons and Legos. And when I was older, I would use guitar lessons and theater plays. But then there were other things to get excited about, like poetry and knitting socks and conjugating French irregular verbs and coming up with make-believe worlds and Bertrand Russell and his philosophy. And I started to be one of those people who felt that computers are boring and technical and lonely.